shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave of Oregon?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Hey, I got a question for you, and you may have talked about this yesterday. I thought I heard something about it when I was moving out of range. So I see where the nice Republicans in our state of Wisconsin are now going to use our taxpayer dollars to fight the redistricting of the lines. Is
right.
that true? And if so, is that a normal thing? And is the other thing is there anything we can do to fight this? I don't want my money spent on that.
Right, right. Yeah. If any political party wants their separate council to represent, say, Republican interests, should come out of their own dime, not the taxpayers. And it's coming out of the and the answer is yes. We did cover it yesterday, but let me hit it just real brief, Dave, because some people listening now may not have tuned in on that part yesterday. But they have retained lawyers Mortara and Consovoy, Washington, D.C., and they have agreed, they've signed a contract, Voss signed a contract, paying them $200,000 a month out of taxpayer money. Starting in July, and then there's a phrase, quote, or earlier if necessary, end quote, or earlier if necessary, without any definition, 200 grand a month. Now, what they are doing is they say we're capping it at just under a million, so that would be about 5 months. But then there's another separate item in the article that says they are paying them a $30,000 a month retainer. I have not read the contract, but here's what I think. They're committed to a minimum of $1 million out of taxpayer money. And quite frankly, the way it's a weasel contract, as reported, and a weasel contract, when you have vague phrases like, or earlier if necessary, and that kind of thing, there's no doubt in my mind that what will happen here is what's happened in the past, is that it'll balloon to several million. Now, why should that come out of tax dollars? Let's just take 1 million. How many people listening are going to pay $1 million in state income taxes your entire lives? Most people won't pay a fraction of that in their entire lives. So everything you've done and worked for and paid is going to Voss hiring somebody to try to cook the numbers and come up with a crooked gerrymandering for 10 more years where they can continue to drive the state down into Mississippi status. That's what your tax dollars are paying for. Now, Dave of Oregon's question is a good one. Dave's question is, can we do something about it? I think that our minority in the state assembly and in the state Senate has been insufficiently aggressive. I think somebody should start a lawsuit and say, this is not for a state purpose. We should have a Fair Maps Commission. And if there's any litigation, it should be by our attorney general who's elected, who doesn't cost us anything other than his salary and his staff salary. That's why you have an attorney general. If either party has a partisan viewpoint on redistricting, that is not a state purpose. Remember something. There's also a constitutional provision that the state cannot take private property to simply give to another private individual. They can only take private property for a public purpose, like, say, a freeway. In Foxconn, Walker went in and took private homes of people that didn't want to sell because their kids were in school and they liked the school district. They liked the little buddies they played with, and they liked their home, and he turned it over to a Chinese company. That's not a public purpose. That's not a superhighway. That is the Republicans who claim they're for private property, taking private property and giving it to a Chinese company. And it's very similar to what they're doing here. It is not a public purpose for Voss to say he wants to cook the books on a crooked reapportionment for 10 more years. It's not a public purpose. It's a private purpose. It's a crooked private purpose. And yet, they've signed a contract for tax dollars. A judge can stop that. A judge can stop that. Evers can't veto it, apparently, because it's not part of a budget bill. They're just flat out stealing the money out of taxpayers' money. Frankly, if I were a Democratic DA in Dane County, I'd launch an inquiry into Voss for stealing taxpayer dollars and the Republican majority. I do not think either party, Democrat or Republican, I don't care who's in power, should be able to take our tax dollars for a non-public purpose. Just like I thought that the fellas and women that own the homes in Mount Pleasant and Racine County, there's a knock on the door from the government and the Chinese company saying, you're going to sell your home. I said, the hell with you. I'm not selling my home. Said, yes, you are. Here's an order. And they'd say, well, I think this is worth, you know, this isn't exactly on Lake Drive in Milwaukee. So, you know, or in Maple Bluff. So, you know, here's what you get. Get the hell out of your own home. Well, I'll tell you what would have happened in the 19th century. I'll tell you what would have happened with Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone, who may or may not have even been real people, and Andrew Jackson, those people, those people would have been driven off the damn property, okay? But their homes were taken for a Chinese company by the Republican Party, and the Republican Party right now is taking your tax dollars to gerrymander the state for 10 more years. Okay, we are going to go back into other issues. Florida has one of the worst governors in the country, a guy named DeSantis. He's bad news. He's the guy that is criminally charged. He's had him criminally charged, an expert, a health expert, who had sent out an email simply saying that he was lying about the figures on COVID. He lied and he said there weren't as many as there really were. He had a criminally charged on a bogus thing, saying she shouldn't have sent out that email. And she said, I had access to that email account. And then when I changed jobs, it didn't stop my access to send to those people. In other words, you shouldn't have been able to so quickly send it to all the people in the state health department. You should have, taken a booklet and had one of your kids write out the email addresses of each one and program it. Come on. Well, now here's what he's done. DeSantis, bad news. Here's what he's done. There are some communities in Florida who have complained about the amount of vaccine they're getting. They're going, well, you know, Florida's gotten X, let's say for every 1,000 doses, based on our population, we should be getting 80 or 90 doses and we're getting 8 or 9, you know, 10% of what we should be getting. And we think that there is some skullduggery going on. A lot of these places are minority areas and all that. And more to the point, a lot of these areas are areas that voted for Democrats. So DeSantis is screwing us. I mean, that's basically in a not nice way what they're saying. Here's what DeSantis goes. DeSantis goes, if you keep complaining, you're not getting any vaccine. If you complain anymore, you're not getting any vaccine. So what Putin would do? Putin would say, okay, you know, we're going to beat you, you're demonstrators, and you're not getting anything. You're not getting any vaccine. You know, some word to our Democratic Party in Florida. The reason DeSantis got in is we nominated a guy who was under an FBI investigation because it was like an affirmative action type of deal where, you know, they wanted identity politics. Let me tell you something. The bar is low, but next time you nominate somebody, make sure they're not under FBI investigation. It'd been in the paper. Everybody knew it. Are you crazy? You end up with DeSantis. That's what you end up with, is DeSantis. So quit worrying about identity politics. Come up with the most effective Democrat who would be a good governor and beat this guy next time. Beat this guy next time. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love you should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my name? I quit on my thumb. Real nice. That's a bloody show, isn't it?